18. History repeats prophetic lines that follow previous prophetic lines, repeat the prophetic history and enlarge upon the prior testimony. Prophecy repeats and enlarges. 7 churches, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, Laodicea. 7 seals, 7 trumpets. Prophecy and history are repeated. In history and prophecy, the Word of God portrays the long-continued conflict between truth and error. That conflict is yet in progress. Those things which have been will be repeated. Selected Messages, Book 2, 109. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything whereof it may be said, See, this is new? It hath been already of old time, which was before us. Ecclesiastes 1:9-10. Every nation that has come upon the stage of action has been permitted to occupy its place on the earth, that it might be seen whether it would fulfill the purpose of the Watcher and the Holy One. Prophecy has traced the rise and fall of the world's great empires, Babylon, Medo-Persia, Greece, and Rome. With each of these, as with nations of less power, history repeated itself. Each had its period of test, each failed, its glory faded, its power departed, and its place was occupied by another. Education, 177. Study Revelation in connection with Daniel, for history will be repeated. We, with all our religious advantages, ought to know far more today than we do know. Testimonies to Ministers, 116. Ancient Israel. Satan's snares are laid for us as verily as they were laid for the children of Israel just prior to their entrance into the land of Canaan. We are repeating the history of that people. Testimonies. Volume 5, 160, Job. God had given a lesson designed to prevent this. The history of Job had shown that suffering is inflicted by Satan and is overruled by God for purposes of mercy. But Israel did not understand the lesson. The same error for which God had reproved the friends of Job was repeated by the Jews in their rejection of Christ. Desire of Ages, 471. Nebuchadnezzar, history will be repeated. False religion will be exalted. The first day of the week, a common working day, possessing no sanctity whatever, will be set up as was the image at Babylon. All nations and tongues and peoples will be commanded to worship this spurious Sabbath. This is Satan's plan to make of no account the day instituted by God and given to the world as a memorial of creation. Signs of the Times, May 6, 1897. Nehemiah. The experience of Nehemiah is repeated in the history of God's people in this time. The Signs of the Times, December 13, 1883. Esther, the decree which is to go forth against the people of God in the near future is in some respects similar to that issued by Ahasuerus against the Jews in the time of Esther. The Persian edict sprang from the malice of Haman against Mordecai. Not that Mordecai had done Haman harm, but he had refused to flatter his vanity by showing him the reverence which is due only to God. The king's decision against the Jews was secured under false pretenses. Satan instigated this scheme in order to rid the earth of those who preserved a knowledge of the true God. But his plots were defeated by a counterpower that reigns among the children of men. Angels who excel in strength were commissioned to protect the people of God, and the plots of their adversaries returned upon their own heads. History repeats itself. The same masterful mind that plotted against the faithful in ages past is now at work to gain control of the Protestant churches, that through them he may condemn and put to death all who will not worship the idol Sabbath. We have not to battle with man as it may appear. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. But if the people of God will put their trust in him and by faith rely upon his power, the devices of Satan will be defeated in our time as signally as in the days of Mordecai. The decree is to go forth that all who will not receive the mark of the beast shall neither buy nor sell, and finally that they shall be put to death. But the saints of God do not receive this mark. The prophet of Patmos beheld those that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God, and singing the song of Moses and the Lamb. Signs of the Times, November 8, 1899. Elijah. Through the long centuries that have passed since Elijah's time, The record of his life work has brought inspiration and courage to those who have been called to stand for the right in the midst of apostasy. And for us, upon whom the ends of the world are come, 1 Corinthians 10:11, it has special significance. History is being repeated. The world today has its Ahabs and its Jezebels. The present age is one of idolatry, as verily as was that in which Elijah lived. Prophets and Kings 1:77. The Old and New Testaments are linked together by the golden clasp of God. We need to become familiar with the Old Testament scriptures. The unchangeableness of God should be clearly seen. The similarity of his dealings with his people of the past dispensation and of the present should be studied. Under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, Solomon wrote, "That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past." In mercy, God repeats his past dealings. He has given us a record of his dealings in the past. This we need to study carefully, for history is repeating itself. We are more accountable than were those whose experience is recorded in the Old Testament, for their mistakes and the results of those mistakes have been chronicled for our benefit. Review and Herald, April 20, 1897. God requires that which is past. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God doeth it, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. Ecclesiastes 3:14-15. Great and solemn events. All that God has in prophetic history specified to be fulfilled in the past has been, and all that is yet to come in its order will be. Daniel, God's prophet, stands in his place. John stands in his place. In the Revelation, the Lion of the tribe of Judah has opened to the students of prophecy the book of Daniel, and thus is Daniel standing in his place. He bears his testimony, that which the Lord revealed to him in vision of the great and solemn events which we must know as we stand on the very threshold of their fulfillment. In history and prophecy, the Word of God portrays the long-continued conflict between truth and error. That conflict is yet in progress. Those things which have been will be repeated. Old controversies will be revived, and new theories will be continually arising. But God's people, who in their belief and fulfillment of prophecy have acted a part in the proclamation of the first, second, and third angels' messages, know where they stand. They have an experience that is more precious than fine gold. They are to stand firm as a rock, holding the beginning of their confidence steadfast unto the end. Selected Messages, Book 2, 109. Fanaticism Repeated. I awoke from my sleep last night with a great burden upon my mind. I was delivering a message to our brethren and sisters, and it was a message of warning and instruction concerning the work of some who are advocating erroneous theories as to the reception of the Holy Spirit and its operation through human agencies. I was instructed that fanaticism, similar to that which we were called to meet after the passing of the time in 1844, would come in among us again in the closing days of the message, and that we must meet this evil just as decidedly now as we met it in our early experiences. We are standing on the threshold of great and solemn events. Prophecies are fulfilling. Strange and eventful history is being recorded in the books of heaven, events which it was declared should shortly precede the great day of God. Everything in the world is in an unsettled state. The nations are angry, and great preparations for war are being made. Nation is plotting against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. The great day of God is hasting greatly, but although the nations are mustering their forces for war and bloodshed, the command to the angels is still in force, that they hold the four winds until the servants of God are sealed in their foreheads. Selected Messages, Book 1, 221. Bear this in mind. In his word, the Lord declared what he would do for Israel if they would obey his voice. But the leaders of the people yielded to the temptations of Satan, and God could not give them the blessings he designed them to have, because they did not obey his voice, but listened to the voice and policy of Lucifer. This experience will be repeated in the last years of the history of the people of God, who have been established by his grace and power. Men whom he has greatly honored will, in the closing scenes of this earth's history, pattern after ancient Israel. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, They do alway err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief, in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Bear this in mind. History is being repeated. The perils that God's people encountered in past ages, they will encounter again, intensified. Satan has obtained influence over men whom God has honored above all human intelligence, as he honored Solomon. Manuscript Releases, Volume 13, 380.